Well, hello guys, how are ya? Now I'm sitting here in a nice winter coat, because as you know, we can't really turn the heating on too much in the UK. So if it goes silent for a while, I've just frozen to death, that's all. But there's finally some good news out of America. I know, you can't believe it, can ya? Well, only from one state, and that would be Florida, where things seem to be getting done, and common sense is prevailing. A sheriff just gave a speech, and he wants to change the rules in the schools and universities because people aren't learning and teachers are leaving because they're threatened by the students. And basically, there's a lack of discipline. There's no deterrent for the students at all, is there? My God, you're not allowed to paddle them in any way. And the students know this. That's why they stick their fingers up at you when you're talking to them. They're very rude and disrespectful people. This sheriff wants to make rules a lot harsher for them, and show these students they can't get away with talking and treating people, especially older people, in such a manner. He did mention a firing squad. No, he didn't. That's just a joke. But I'll put a link down to these news stories down below, and I'd like you to have a watch of the video that he made. And I agree with him 100%. How some of the woke parents will take it, I don't know. And it's going to work, of course, if they implement any of the rules he wants. Then all they have to do is implement the rules onto femons, who are acting like spoiled little children themselves. Why? Because there's no deterrent for them in today's world, is there? You only have to talk to the older generation and then talk to the younger generation, you see a big difference. And the difference is, we had discipline. We respected our elders. A man's handshake was his bond. And where did this rule come from that you're not supposed to discipline the children or yell at them in case you scare them? I mean, it's very woke. So it came from the femon brain. If you think about it, many years ago in marriages and relationships, who disciplined the children usually? It was usually always the male. Give a puppy to a febon and let her bring it up and train it. And give a puppy to a man and let him bring it up and train it too. There will be distinct difference to the two dogs when they grow up. We've all seen femons with their dogs with no discipline. They basically can't control them. Not every femon, but a good majority of them. And of course, the problem is definitely discipline in these schools and universities, but it's also the teachers. They're brainwashing the students with woke garbage. Basically, they're just training activists for later life. Anyway, that's another subject, isn't it? Now let's move on to the next story. This femon was devastated by her son wanting to spend Christmas with his father instead of her. They had broken up quite some time ago. She's found another man, of course. And the son's going to have more fun at Christmas with his dad, his real dad. Now, I don't know this boy, but he's got his head screwed on correctly, hasn't he? And of course, the mother is trying to stop it. She even got a lawyer involved. You see, that's what femons do. They use the law. That's when you get married and divorced, the law takes over and the state takes over your relationship. And she can call the police and call her guards in any time she needs them. But the boy stuck to his guns and he wants to stay with his dad over Christmas. And you'd think the mother would want everything for her child to make him happy. Yeah, if you believe that one, you believe a lot of bullshit from the femons. They don't really care about their children that much. It's all about control. And I hope this boy eventually does go stay with his dad over Christmas. At least it'll be a real Christmas with his real dad, instead of a fake Christmas with his mother and some stranger he doesn't really know. So anyway, quite some time back, she said the boy could choose anything he wanted for Christmas. Go anywhere he wanted is his choice. Well, I guess, as long as it's with her, I guess. That's another of her femon's traits, virtual signalling, they don't really mean it. Anyway, you have a good Christmas, buddy. So let's move on to another one. Here you go, guys. Oh, I know you like this one. This slim wee thing was told she was fat. Oh, she surely not. So instead of her taking herself an inward look at herself, and maybe she is a little bit overweight, as you know, they double down nowadays. So she put on a real short skirt and started twerking. Oh yes, that skirt made you look so slim. I mean, this to me is absolutely disgusting. I think even at 12 pints, I couldn't do a damn thing. Hopefully I'd be asleep by then or dead. Anyway, the links are down below and that's about it. Except remember one thing, guys. When a woman says she loves you, and that's just a word the femons invented to fog a man's brain or control him, because there's no real such thing as love, it's lust and there's respect. But what she's really saying when she says I love you, she just wants you to love her and worship her, don't expect the same back. Keep learning, gentlemen. Keep walking away. Keep ignoring them until they're going to offer you something more tangible than just a vagina. Man, I think I got frostbite in my left finger, and it looks like that one's just dropped off. Take it easy, people.